This is Ozarks at Large. New COVID-19 cases, as well as hospitalizations, have dropped significantly in Arkansas after setting records at the beginning of this year. For a detailed look at COVID-19 trends during March, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke with Mary Hennigan and Katie Sider from the University of Arkansas School of Journalism. Both are assistant editors of ArkansasCOVID.com, and Katie started their monthly conversation yesterday by discussing how their analysis has changed now that the number of new cases are more constant instead of experiencing sharp increases or decreases.
I think now that we're seeing kind of this steady trend, we're looking at more deeper analyses and like time analyses. So comparing, you know, March to a year ago, we just had the 1 year anniversary. So looking at the past year, looking at how this month compares to the wave we had over the holiday season. So we're looking at more in-depth reporting now.
So tell me a little bit more about some of the things that you've found in terms of cases and hospitalizations, kind of the typical things that we look at.
In March, we saw a significant decrease in new cases, like we just mentioned. On average, there were 257 cases per day in March for a total of 7,983 new cases in the month. That is only a third of the cases that were reported in February. And this was the lowest month we've seen since March in terms of cases. Deaths have been consistent with February. On average, there were 12 COVID deaths per day in March. And there was a total of 383 deaths reported in the month, which is a slight increase in monthly deaths compared to February.
And how did the demographics break down? Did the lower numbers impact that?
Yeah, so cases by racial demographic decreased significantly this month again, and all groups had an increase less than 5%. So when the numbers get this small, I can start to now look at the counts instead of percentage increases. So the white population had a count increase of less than 6,000, African-Americans of about 1,200, and Hispanics with 780 new cases during this month. There were 42 Native American cases. They had a 4% increase, the highest of March. Deaths in March were also a lot lower than previous months, and that was reflected in all racial groups as well. The largest increase of the month was the addition of 69 new deaths in the African-American group, which was a 9% increase. For comparison, the white population reported 284 deaths, a 7% increase during the month. The increase in the age groups were all pretty equal. There wasn't much variation, and the increases were significantly lower than the last few months. Percentage increases were 2% in all groups, except 65 plus, which had a 3% increase. Age deaths in March were more variable than they were last month in ages. Three age groups reported zero deaths, and the other ranged from 7 to 18% increase. The 35 to 44-year-olds had the highest percentage increase, with 15 new deaths for a total of 97 in that group. The eldest group, 65-plus, increased by 291, which was comparatively lower increase at 7%. And the March increases were down to one-third of what they were in February for gender. Both males and females had a 3% increase during the month.
And with the cases being so low, part of that is probably due to vaccination. So I think a lot of focus now has turned from the number of cases and hospitalizations and things like that, because they have been so steady, to more of a focus on vaccination efforts. So what did you find in those trends?
Statewide, Arkansas has received nearly 2 million doses, and 68% of those doses have been administered. So far, Cleveland, Franklin, and Dallas counties have the highest fully vaccinated populations in the state.
What other things should we know? What other trends stood out to you during the month of March?
Hospitalizations steadily decreased in March, like other things. The month ended with 166 patients statewide, and patients on ventilators had a similar decrease, ending with 27 patients statewide. Both of these were decreases of more than 60%, and these numbers were similar to those reported in early July. So as we mentioned, with the numbers now becoming smaller, we can make comparisons to earlier times during the pandemic.
And what has that been like for you, sort of switching your perspective a little bit from month to month to being able to compare it to a year ago?
I remember when I came onto Arkansas COVID last May, we were just getting into the summertime and things were really picking up. So having hospitalizations over 100 was a big deal. And now we are finally getting back to seeing those numbers that we had in July. A lot of the reporting has shifted to, you know, we have reached 150 hospitalizations and that being very substantial. And now it is finally, we're coming back down to these numbers. So at this point, we're now coming full circle in my reporting, at least.
That was University of Arkansas undergraduate student Mary Hennigan and graduate student Katie Sider. The journalism students and assistant editors of ArkansasCOVID.com spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda yesterday. More data analysis of the pandemic, as well as coverage of the state's vaccination efforts, are available at ArkansasCOVID.com.